On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge podcast, we will explore the subject of importance of placement of attention and intention and the skill of reading for skill acquisition and habit formation self-improvement. In the quest for self-improvement and mastery, the strategic placement of attention and the clarity of intention are like the two oars of a rowboat, essential for navigating the river of skill acquisition and habit formation. These twin pillars act as guiding forces, propelling individuals towards the fulfillment of their goals. Attention, the currency of progress. Think of attention as the currency with which we purchase progress in any endeavor. In a world rife with distraction, the ability to focus one's attention is akin to having a superpower. The concept derives from the psychological model of flow, curated by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Flow encapsulates that state of deep, almost meditative absorption where time recedes into the background and one's skills are used to their utmost. Practical steps for cultivating attention. 1. Eliminate distractions. Simplify your environment to minimize interruptive cues. 2. Practice mindfulness. Engage in exercises like meditation to enhance your ability to focus. 3. Pomodoro technique. Work in focused bursts, typically 25 minutes, followed by short breaks. 4. Set micro goals. Break tasks into small, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Intention, the compass of achievement. While attention determines how well you traverse the path, intention sets the destination. Intentionality involves knowing the why behind your actions. This traces back to Simon Sinek's Golden Circle framework, which starts with why, then proceeds to how, and finally what. When you know your why, you ignite the intrinsic motivation that drives sustained effort and resilience. Practical steps for setting intention. 1. Visualize the outcome. Clearly picture the results you wish to achieve. 2. Write down your goals. This makes them tangible and reinforces commitment. 3. Align actions with values. Ensure that your daily activities reflect your core values. 4. Implement intentional practice. Deliberately practice skills with the goal of improvement. The interplay of attention and intention in learning. When learning new skills, think of attention and intention as dance partners. Their rhythm and harmony determine the gracefulness of your progress. The famed concept of deliberate practice, popularized by K. Anders Ericsson, hinges on this interplay. Deliberate practice is not just about repetitive action, but about focused effort tailored towards systematic improvement, underscored by constant feedback. How to utilize deliberate practice. 1. Specific goals. Set clear, immediate objectives for each practice session. 2. Focused attention. Distraction-free, intense concentration on the task. 3. Immediate feedback. Seek out information on how well you're performing. 4. Comfort zone expansion. Continuously challenge yourself with tasks just beyond your current abilities. The formation and solidification of habits. Habits are the architecture of your daily life. Understanding habit formation through the lens of the Hook model by Nir Eyal provides insight into how habitual behaviors are etched into our lives through triggers, actions, rewards, and investments. Building new habits with the Hook model. 1. Trigger. Create cues that signal the start of the habit loop. 2. Action. Make the habit as easy as possible to start. 3. Reward. Ensure that the habit gives some form of immediate gratification. 4. Investment. Over time, invest in the habit so it becomes part of your identity. In explaining all these concepts to a 10-year-old, attention is like a flashlight. Where you point it is what you see. Intention is like drawing a treasure map. It shows where you want to go. When you read and learn, use your flashlight to look only at your map so you don't get lost. Keep practicing drawing your map and looking for treasure better every time until you become a treasure-finding master. And just like stacking blocks can build a tower, stacking little daily habits can build a whole castle of how you do things every day without even thinking too hard. Combined, the investment of attention and the compass of intention become formidable tools in your arsenal for personal growth and lifelong learning. As we continue to explore these concepts, remember that these are the very mechanics of transformation, the gears that turn the aspirations of today into the achievements of tomorrow, harnessing attention and intention for mastery. In the grand scheme of personal development, Mastering the art of directing attention and shaping intention is not just important, it is paramount. Both attention and intention are finite. Like a garden, they must be tended to with care. Let's explore each further to understand their roles in achieving mastery. Maximizing attention. Our brains, while remarkably adaptable, are also easily hijacked by a barrage of stimuli vying for our attention. Here's how we can protect and harness our attention. Attention rituals. Creating rituals around attention can be transformative. This means designating specific times and spaces for focused work that's free from interruptions. Establishing such rituals is like setting a stage geared towards performance excellence. This can be an invigorating morning routine or a solemn hour set aside for deep work each day. The role of environment. Our environment shapes our attentional focus. Tailoring your surroundings to support the task at hand can significantly boost your concentration. This could involve using noise-canceling headphones in a busy workspace or painting your study in calming colors to foster a zone of zen for deep thinking. Energy management. Attention is also about managing your energy. Identify the times of day when you are most alert and guard them for your most demanding tasks. Balance your work with restorative breaks to recharge your cognitive batteries. It's not just how long you focus, but how effectively you can maintain high-quality attention during that focused period. Deepening intention. Intention is about the deliberate direction of your life force towards desired outcomes. It engages your willpower and guides your decision-making processes. Clarity of purpose. The sharper your intention, the more potent its power. To sharpen your intention, routinely reflect on what it is you truly want to achieve and why. This could involve journaling or deep conversation with a mentor or peer. Intention setting exercises. Intention setting can be a daily exercise. Before embarking on a task, take a moment to articulate what you intend to achieve and what success looks like. This act brings your goals to the forefront of your consciousness and aligns your energies with your desired outcome. The feedback loop. Constantly seek feedback and use it to refine your intentions. This could mean reviewing your progress at the end of each day or at key milestones, allowing you to course correct and stay aligned with your overarching goals. The synthesis of attention and intention. The synchronization between where we focus our attention and what we intend to achieve creates a powerful catalyst for personal growth. This combination is greater than the sum of its parts and provides the following implications. Exponential learning. With perfect harmony between attention and intention, the learning process is accelerated. Each reinforces the other. Attention brings new information and skills into scrutiny, while intention ensures that this scrutiny is pointed in the right direction. Habit formation and reinforcement. Attention and intention are critical in forming and reinforcing new habits. When we focus on a habit and consistently remind ourselves of the intent behind it, the habit becomes stronger and more automatic. Consider a pianist practicing scales. They sit down each day with the intention, goal, of improving their agility and dexterity. Why? They give their full attention to the practice, noting every note and its sound. The feedback is immediate in the music they produce, and their intention is adjusted accordingly. Attention keeps them grounded in the practice, while the intention provides the impetus to continue day after day. Thus, cultivating a mastery of attention and intention sets a potent stage for mastery in any domain. It is as though one is forging a sword with a keen edge, attention, and balanced weight, intention, to cut through the complexities of skill acquisition and habit formation. Explain to a 10-year-old, imagine you have a super cool flashlight, attention, and a treasure map, intention. If you keep the flashlight shining on your map, you'll know where to walk to find the treasure. If you start shining it everywhere else, you might walk around in circles and never find the treasure. So keep your flashlight bright and your map close, and you'll get really good at finding treasures. Bringing both attention and intention into every aspect of one's life ensures that our efforts are not just a flash in the pan, but a sustained blaze that illuminates our paths to mastery. Let's embrace these concepts, continuously refine them, and see where this blaze takes us. Remember, mastery is not an endpoint, but an ongoing journey where attention and intention are your faithful companions. Harnessing attention and intention for mastery isn't just about personal development. It's a crucial strategy that intersects with disciplines such as cognitive psychology, performance science, behavioral economics, and even philosophy. Let's dig deeper into these concepts and explore how they can be leveraged for personal excellence and mastery. Cognitive load management. To maximize our attention, we must become adept at cognitive load management. This concept, stemming from cognitive psychology, recognizes that our mental capacity is limited. By prioritizing tasks and streamlining the information we process, we reduce cognitive overhead and enhance attentional focus. The key is to find a balance between engaging with challenging tasks that promote growth and avoiding unnecessary mental clutter that leads to fatigue and distraction. Flow state. The flow state, a concept popularized by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, is an optimal state of concentration where we are fully immersed in an activity. This state is characterized by a sense of fluidity between body and mind, where time seems to dissipate. By orchestrating our environment and tasks to align with our skills, we invite the emergence of flow, thus multiplying the efficacy of our attention manifold. Behavioral nudging. In the realm of behavioral economics, nudges are subtle cues or changes in the environment that influence our behavior without restricting freedom of choice. Applying this to harness our attention, we can set up nudges for ourselves, like placing our instruments in plain sight to encourage practice, or using apps that limit social media time. These nudges help our brain to focus on the tasks that matter most toward our mastery. Stoicism and willpower. Stoicism, a philosophy that teaches the development of self-control and fortitude as a means to overcome destructive emotions, has a lot to say about intention. The Stoics believe that we control our will, which is essentially the muscle behind intention. Practicing Stoicism involves exercises that strengthen this will, enabling us to better direct our intentions towards actions in line with our principles and goals. Kaizen and continuous improvement. The principle of Kaizen, derived from Japanese manufacturing practices, is about continuous improvement and the idea that small, incremental changes lead to significant improvements over time. By setting focused intentions daily, we commit to a process of continuous self-improvement, gradually moving closer to mastery in a disciplined, sustainable way. Systems thinking. Understanding how different aspects of our lives interconnect and influence each other facilitates better attention and intention management. Systems thinking encourages us to look at the bigger picture and recognize patterns. By acknowledging these patterns, we can design systems around us that consistently feed into our attention and bolster our intentions. Synchronizing our finely honed attention with well-sculpted intention, we not only deepen our expertise and proficiency, but also engage in a more fulfilling journey towards mastery. As we understand how our inner workings mesh with external demands, we can sculpt our engagement with our pursuits to become more effective and impactful. Explaining to a 10-year-old, if we can keep our super cool flashlight focused and not let it flicker away from the treasure map, we not only move steadily towards finding our treasure, but also enjoy every step of the adventure, sharpening our skills and finding new treasures along the way that we never knew were there in the first place. By weaving together the wisdom of different disciplines, we generate a robust approach to mastering the art of attention and intention. With these in lockstep, we can stride confidently toward our goals, growing both in skill and wisdom. Mastery, then, is less of a destination and more of a path, one that meanders and unfolds in surprising ways, revealing landscapes of knowledge and peaks of accomplishment along the way. In cultivating these twin disciplines, we reveal our highest potential and chart a course to an enriched, purposeful life.
All right, let's summarize the main points we touched on regarding the roles and practical applications of attention and intention in mastery, remembering that we're drawing from various disciplines to enhance personal growth. Firstly, we talked about how to maximize attention, emphasizing the need for attention rituals, creating supportive environments, and managing energy levels for optimized focus. We covered practical strategies like noise-canceling headphones for concentration and identifying peak mental sharpness times. We then shifted to deepening our understanding of intention, recognizing its importance in guiding decision-making and achieving desired outcomes. We explored the significance of having a clear purpose, setting intentions as a daily practice, and utilizing feedback loops for progress. In discussing the synthesis of attention and intention, we highlighted the exponential benefits for personal growth, especially in learning and habit formation. The use of deliberate practice, focusing on specific goals with intention, and seeking immediate feedback were discussed as integral elements in this regard. To connect these concepts with wider disciplines, we dived into cognitive load management from cognitive psychology, talked about achieving a flow state for heightened attention, and touched on behavioral nudging from behavioral economics. We drew parallels with stoicism and willpower, Kaizen's continuous improvement philosophy, and systems thinking to align our attention and intention with broader life systems. Combining wisdom from these various fields points towards a holistic approach to mastery. We're not just improving in isolation, but navigating a journey that enhances our entire well-being and effectiveness. Mastery, as we see, is less about reaching a pinnacle and more about the rewarding process of continuous learning and evolving.
In the garden of the mind, where thoughts bloom and wither like flowers under the sun, the ability to direct our attention purposefully is akin to the skillful gardener who tends his plot with care. Placement of attention and intention are the twin gatekeepers to self-improvement and personal growth. Just as a gardener must focus on nurturing the plants while weeding out the unwanted, one must learn to cultivate fruitful habits and dispel detrimental ones by where they place their attention. This very act is an essential thread in the fabric of skill acquisition and habit formation. At the heart of this cultivation is the ancient practice of reading, an unparalleled vehicle for transporting the mind to realms of new possibilities and understanding. The art of reading not only provides knowledge, but shapes the mind, going far beyond mere information gathering. It serves as an undercurrent that influences our capacity to form skills and habits that resonate with our aspirations. Let's delve into the notion of deliberate practice, a cornerstone concept in the field of expertise and skill acquisition. Pioneered by psychologist K. Anders Ericsson, deliberate practice denotes a structured approach for mastering new skills. Break it down into practical steps. 1. Set specific goals. Start with clear-cut and manageable targets, what you intend to accomplish in your reading. 2. Focus intently. Zone in on the task, tuning out distractions. 3. Receive feedback. Reflect on or seek out responses to gauge your understanding and retention from reading. 4. Push beyond comfort. Challenge your mental faculties to grapple with complex ideas and texts. Next, ponder over the flow state, coined by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, an optimal state of consciousness where individuals experience deep immersion and enjoyment in activities. Reading can induce flow when matched to one's skill level and interests, enhancing learning and retention. Steps to achieving flow in reading comprise: 1. Choose the right material. It should be neither too challenging nor too simple. 2. Eliminate interruptions. Create an environment conducive to deep focus. 3. Set aside time. Dedicate continuous periods to reading without a divided mind. Moreover, consider how the Pareto principle, or the 80-20 rule, applies to the cultivation of habits through reading. It suggests that roughly 80% of consequences come from 20% of the causes. In habit formation, this implies that a minority of what you read and practice will result in the majority of your skill improvement. To use this principle effectively, 1. Identify key resources. Zone in on books and texts with the highest potential for providing valuable insights. 2. Practice the essentials. Focus your efforts on refining the core skills learned. 3. Regularly reassess. Continuously evaluate which 20% of your efforts are yielding the most significant results and refine your focus accordingly. Finally, acknowledge the incremental theory of intelligence, popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, which posits that intelligence and abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Books can be stepping stones to such an incremental journey, where each page read builds upon the last. In practical terms, 1. Adopt a growth mindset. Believe that you can improve with effort. 2. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge progress in understanding and application, however minor. 3. Persist in the face of challenges. Understand that difficulties are part of the learning process, not indicators of immovable limits. In simple terms for a 10-year-old, imagine your brain is like a muscle that gets stronger when you exercise it. Reading is like doing brain gymnastics, and the more you read, the more brain power tricks you can do. To get really good at something, you have to practice a lot, pick the right books, and not give up even when it gets tough. Just like how watering one flower more makes it grow bigger, focusing on the most critical things you learn makes you way smarter. While each concept offers its brilliance, the amalgamation of these ideas can propel one towards the mastery of any pursuit, transforming the act of reading from a solitary engagement to a dynamic lever for elevating one's habits, skills, and ultimately, one's life. In the journey of self-improvement, the tracks are laid by the books we read, and the destination is shaped by our ability to convert those lessons into consistent habits. Embracing the wisdom encoded within books, one realizes that reading is a mere entry point into the larger realm of deliberate self-cultivation. When a reader learns to extract meaning, challenge their preconceptions, and mindfully apply insights, they begin to stitch together a patchwork of wisdom that extends into every aspect of life. This isn't just about collecting information, it's about transforming it into actionable wisdom. A crucial addition to our understanding of transformative reading is the compounding effect of habits, as described by James Clear in his book Atomic Habits. The principle is straightforward but profound. Small changes, when consistent and accumulated over time, lead to significant results. This compounding effect can be maximized in the context of reading and developing habits through practical steps. 1. Make consistent effort. Read daily, even if it is just a page or a paragraph. 2. Document learning. Write down key concepts to enhance comprehension and memory. 3. Apply instantly. Implement at least one idea from your reading into your daily routine immediately, no matter how small. The implications of this approach are vast. By consistently investing time into reading and applying learned knowledge, the payoff in skill and habit development doesn't merely add up, it multiplies. The growth is exponential, not linear, meaning that over time the benefits become disproportionately large compared to the effort invested. For our younger audience, it's like planting a seed. If you water it a little each day, you might not notice much at first. But over days, weeks, and months, that tiny seed will grow into a big, strong tree with many leaves. That's how reading a little every day helps your brain grow big and strong. Diving deeper into the ocean of ideas, we encounter the sunk cost fallacy, which often hinders our journey to productive habit formation. The fallacy emerges when we continue investing in something simply because we have already invested a lot, whether that be time, money, or effort, instead of evaluating the current worthiness of the endeavor. To overcome this fallacy in the context of reading and habit acquisition, 1. Be willing to pivot. Recognize when a particular reading or habit is not contributing to your growth, and be prepared to shift your focus. 2. Measure progress objectively. Establish clear criteria for success and assess your habits against them. 3. Cut losses early. If a book or a habit does not yield the expected benefits, abandon it and redirect your efforts towards more fruitful endeavors. The wisdom of relinquishing what does not serve us reminds us that not every book we start needs to be finished, and not every habit we attempt needs to be sustained. It speaks to the art of discernment, teaching us that the clever gardener not only waters and prunes, but sometimes uproots plants to preserve the overall health of the garden. Explained simply, imagine you keep spending your allowance on a toy that keeps breaking, instead of saving up for a much better toy. It's the same with reading and learning. Sometimes you need to stop doing what isn't working and try something new that could be better for you. By weaving together deliberate practice, flow, the Pareto principle, the incremental theory, and the compounding effect, while shedding the restraints of the sunk cost fallacy, we create a roadmap for meaningful self-development through reading. Each reading session becomes a building block in the construction of a well-honed skill set and the formation of habits that serve our personal and professional aspirations. This exploration is not the final chapter, but rather an ongoing dialogue that evolves with each page turned and each habit formed. The path to mastery remains ever open, inviting us to venture further, armed with the wisdom to cultivate a life rich with learning, growth, and fulfillment. Reading can be viewed as an apparatus for mental growth, much like exercise is for physical growth. It offers far more than the apparent advantages of knowledge acquisition. It functions almost as an alchemy of the mind, where ideas and narratives catalyze profound transformations within ourselves. Deliberate reading cultivates a fertile ground on which skillful habits can take root and flourish. Consider the concept of deliberate practice, coined by psychologist Anders Ericsson, which emphasizes the need for focused, intentional, and repeated practice tailored towards improvement goals. When we apply this mindset to reading, it surpasses passivity. We engage actively with the material, contemplating its relevance, questioning its assumptions, and synthesizing it with our prior knowledge, a rigorous intellectual exercise promoting mental agility and analytical skills. Progressing into a state of flow, as formulated by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, is the optimal psychological state where one is fully immersed in an activity with a feeling of energized focus. Reading, when done in a state of flow, enhances cognitive abilities and emotional satisfaction as we sink into the concepts before us, fully engrossing the mind and optimizing the learning experience. Moreover, the Pareto principle, or the 80-20 rule, asserts that approximately 80% of consequences come from 20% of causes. Applied to reading, this principle suggests that a significant proportion of valuable insights are likely to come from a relatively small portion of our reading material. Thus, prioritizing high-quality, impactful reading material becomes crucial for effective self-improvement. Further interlacing these concepts with the incremental theory from psychologist Carol Dweck, which proposes that intelligence and talent are not fixed traits but can be developed over time, underscores the transformative potential of reading as well. This growth mindset propels us to perceive challenges as opportunities to expand our abilities and to view effort as the pathway to mastery. Together, these ideas underscore that reading is not a static pastime, but an active journey, one that demands participation and reflection. In this active participation, we forge habits, which are the fibers of the skill tapestry that extend into every aspect of life. Reading is transformational in that it nurtures habits that lead to lifelong learning and continuous personal development. In sum, embracing the multifaceted layers of wisdom within books is recognizing and enacting the transformative power of reading, each book an agent of change, every habit developed a testament to our growth. This comprehensive approach to reading as stepping stones to cultivating skillful habits transcends the mere accumulation of knowledge. Instead, it positions us to convert passive absorption into dynamic action, guiding us towards intellectual vivacity and personal excellence. Thus, the reader emerges not merely literate but enlightened, having transformed the act of reading into an act of living, a conscious practice woven into the everyday. In this light, reading is a form of lifelong education, a persistent venture that fortifies our inner and outer worlds, leaving us equipped to navigate the complex terrains of existence with dexterity and wisdom.
In this section, we delved into how the disciplined art of reading can shape our habits and skills. We discussed the concept of deliberate practice, emphasizing specific goals, focused attention, receptive feedback, and embracing challenges to master new skills through reading. We examine the notion of achieving flow state in reading, which involves choosing the right material, eliminating interruptions, and dedicating uninterrupted time to enhance engagement and learning. The application of the Pareto principle was highlighted, suggesting that a focus on the most impactful reading can yield significant improvements in skill and habit formation. Additionally, we embrace the incremental theory of intelligence, advocating a growth mindset and perseverance as vital in intellectual development through reading. The section also introduced the compounding effect, emphasizing the benefits of consistent effort, documenting knowledge, and applying learning immediately. The final concept presented was the recognition and avoidance of the sunk cost fallacy in our reading and habit-forming practices, which encourages adaptability and objective evaluation of our efforts for growth. Combining these concepts, we underscored the transformative role of reading in personal development, moving beyond passive consumption of information to an active, reflective, and incremental growth process. Reading serves as an instrument for intentional learning and living, ultimately enhancing our mental agility, analytical skills, and overall personal excellence.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 18 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on importance of placement of attention and intention and the skill of reading for skill acquisition and habit formation self-improvement. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.